Brian Lehrer with you on the morning after the election and the morning on which another storm is coming to our region. With you on WNYC and New Jersey Public Radio. A few more pieces of string from the exit polls. Obama lost independents by 18 points. He lost them by 12 points in 2008. Jewish voters went 70% for Obama, but that compared to 78% last time. So a bit of a meaningful decline, but still 70%. Democratic among American Jewish voters. Dante Chinney of Patchwork Nation is back with us now. He looks at politics through the lens of a dozen types of counties in the nation. Hey, Dante.
Hey.
And you wrote early this morning about the moneyed burb firewall. Moneyed burbs are counties that are highly educated, less diverse than the rest of the country. This is one of your county types that you can pretty much tell what we're talking about from the title, the moneyed burbs, higher household income than the rest of the country. Did fairly well during the recession.
Right.
Did the moneyed burbs in some respect decide this election?
Yeah, they really did. Obama won these counties by about 10 points in 2008, and that was ridiculous. That was a huge margin. But the question was this time, you know, Al Gore won them by about 3% in 2000, and John Kerry won them by about 1%. So he needed to keep that margin up. Just as long as he was up above 4 or 5, he was probably fine. Right now, I mean, not everything is tallied yet, but he's up by 6 in those places. And that's simply too much for a Republican to overcome.
24% is your number of the total U.S. votes counted from the moneyed burbs.
Yeah.
There are that many people with that much money in America left?
Well, you got to think of money in relative terms. I think we forget that the median household income in the United States is $50,000. So these are places that are, you know, above that on average, you know, up in the mid-50s and above.
Although I also saw a stat that Obama won among people making $50,000 or less. Romney won among people making $50,000 or more.
That's right. But it depends on – it's where you draw the line, right? So if say $50,000 or more, that's $50,000 to, you know, 2 million, right? But if you take – Obama did win, I believe, 50 to 75, and he won 50 and below. And that's where he won this thing.
So were certain states swayed by the moneyed burbs votes?
Yeah, that's the other thing. The moneyed burbs are heavily represented in places like Virginia and Ohio and Pennsylvania. I think we all remember hearing about a lot about these states for the last couple of days. In Virginia, they really swung it for him. I mean, as they did in 2008. It's when you get to that ring of counties around Washington, D.C. that are wealthy. The other thing about these counties, these wealthy suburban counties, is they tend to be socially more moderate. So not big fans of being, say, anti-abortion or also I think some of the immigration stuff and gay marriage. I think actually gay marriage, standing against gay marriage hurts you in these places.
That's a real change from 2004.
It's unbelievable.
Where a referendum on the ballot in Ohio helped Bush win that election.
The movement on the gay marriage issue in this country, the speed at which it's happening, it's remarkable.
One of the stories from last night, which we'll get to in more depth later in the show, was that for the first time, gay marriage actually won at the ballot box. Affirmative, let's have gay marriage measured.
Yeah.
Measures. One in Maine and Maryland. And is Rockland County a moneyed burb?
Where is that one?
Oh, it's just north of – I know you're looking at the national map. You're not a local politics guy.
Right.
It's just
north
of the Tappan Zee Bridge. Because Ellen is calling from there. Hi, Ellen. You're on the air.
Oh, hi. Hi. Thanks for taking the call.
Parts of Rockland.
I have no voice left because I was celebrating all night. But first, Brian, I want to say thank you so much for all your work during the storm. We were without power, and yours was WNYC was the only thing keeping us sane for a while.
I hope it was helpful. Thank you.
My comment really was that we are Obama supporters, admittedly, you know, a little bit disappointed by him. But I think what so gladdened me during this election was that the moneyed interest did not win. There was so much money, corporate money, poured into defeating Obama and many other Democrats.
And poured it, you know, Ellen, thank you. And I'm going to leave it there so we can get a lot of people on. But despite Citizens United, mm-hmm. despite super PACs, yep. despite 501c4s. Of course, there was a ton of money spent by the Democrats,
there
too.
There absolutely was.
I don't know how much we've seen the shakeout yet of all right. the numbers yeah. and who actually spent more, but both sides seem to have all the money they needed to spend or wanted to spend
That's right.
in as many swing states or faux swing states as they wanted to at the end.
It's a good way of putting it, faux swing states, because that's what this was about. At the end, this we're making a push in Pennsylvania.
Right.
It's, they were sitting on such a pile of money. Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you? Go for Pennsylvania, see if you can grab it.
So the margins of victory for Obama were smaller than in 2008 in some states. For example, in Virginia, mm-hmm. he won 51-48, but he won by over 6 points right. last time. Which Patchwork Nation areas did he lose?
You know, I was just looking at the Patchwork Nation types this morning. He won every type that he won of these 12 types nationally in 2008, but by smaller margins. So it actually looked a lot like the 2008 election, except for, I will say, those aging, emptying nest communities did go. They were tied in 2008, and they went for Romney in 2012.
We did, by the way, confirm that according to the Dante Cheney Patchwork Nation algorithm, Rockland County is a moneyed burb.
Right, yeah,
though
you
should see some areas near Suffern, but that's another story. Nick in Cliffside Park, you're on the air. Hi, Nick.
Good morning. Hello?
Yeah, Nick. Hi.
Okay. The jubilation that Obama supporters like myself, or some like myself, may feel today, I think it's going to be counterproductive if we fail to learn a lesson of 2008, and that is to just go back to sleep after the election. All this election did was to avoid the horror of a Romney presidency, freeze the status quo in place. That's not nearly good enough, and it's just going to result in a Republican comeback in 2016 like it did 2 years ago. The lesson we need to learn is that Obama needs to learn is that he needs to fight back against Republican recalcitrance, obstructionism, and outright sabotage, because they're going to do it again. And when Democrats fight back and manifest as aggressive progressives, we win. We increase our base. We motivate the middle to move to where we are. Mm-hmm. When we cave in and cower in fear and hesitancy, like Obama did in that first debate, we lose.
Nick, I'm going to leave it there. Thank you very much. And Dante Cheney from Patchwork Nation, and if you're just joining us, and if you know Patchwork Nation, it looks at all the counties of America by different kinds of county types and looks at their politics through that lens. And to follow up on Nick's call, I want to bring in the House.
Right?
Because that's going district by district,
which
is relatively close to county by county. And it was an oddly status quo election.
Yeah.
In a dissatisfied country, voters returned the House, the Senate, and the presidency to the same hands.
I know. You know, that goes kind of to the money question, too. What did we spend all that money for? I mean, we spent a lot of money, and we literally may end up with almost a completely status quo election. Democrats, I guess, may pick up a seat in the Senate. And maybe a seat or two, a couple seats in the House,
very,
maybe?
Very, very little few. Change in the House.
Nothing's changed.
And it's different than the last two elections. And this is a kind of a big think cultural conversation that we'll have to have over the next few days with various people. But when the country was desperate for change in 2008, they threw out the old bums, or really starting in 2006.
Absolutely.
When people were getting sick of Bush and the Republican Congress, and the Congress changed hands to the Democrats. Then in 2008, more change. The presidency changed hands to the Democrats. Right. Then there was this huge backlash against Obama, and the Congress changed hands again back to the Republicans in 2010. People are still dissatisfied, but this time they threw the bums in.
Yeah, that's a good point. The thing to keep in mind about 2010, when you look at those numbers, that was a different electorate. So the caller you had before this about who shows – it's all about who shows up. So 2014 is going to be about who shows up. But I don't think – I really do – when I look at the numbers, I don't think you're going to see any major changes now, because why the House didn't change that much is GOP got to redistrict. They captured a lot of state houses when redistricting was going on because of the big wins in 2010. And they have locked in their majority in a lot of places. But there also isn't a lot of room for movement right now. I mean, that's the thing. We're in some ways locked into the status quo. The change that I think we're going to see is going to come over the next decade, the next two decades, because this war that we're starting to see,
culture war?
We're going to have a culture war, and we're going to have an economic war. And I'm not saying people are going to run the streets with guns and pitchforks, things like that. But we're going to have a political war about what we're going to do about people and places in this country that are being left behind economically. And it's going to be a really interesting couple decades here, because the political – the way you look at – the way I look at this patchwork nation map right now, the way the vote breaks down here, mm-hmm. been fairly – like I say, fairly consistent in 2008 when everything's considered. It's going to look really different in 8 years. I'm pretty convinced of that, because there are these just larger global economic shifts. There are structural shifts in the economy, and these places are really on different ends of who's winning and who's losing. And we're going to have some real movement, and it's going to be over the course of the next 10, 15 years.
Shake and Valley Stream, you're on WNYC. Thanks for calling in. Is it Shake? Do I have your name right? In Valley Stream? Let's try – sorry, Shake. We'll try to get back to you. Let's try Denise in Harlem. Denise, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Okay.
Listen, I just wanted to thank everybody who came out and voted. But I think the number one thing we need to do is do something about Citizens United. No matter how much money you sprinkle on a liar, he's still a liar. And that's what most Americans wound up seeing in Romney, that he was a liar. So I think in the future, going forward, we need to address voter suppression, and we definitely need to do something about the Citizens United. I'm a member.
A what? A union union member? Is that what you said?
Yes, I'm a union member.
Uh-huh.
I work in a construction union. I have union brothers and sisters who voted for Romney, who was totally against their own interests, their better interests.
Well, the construction union, I think, is one of the ones most likely to line up with Republicans and conservatives because they always want more development.
Right.
Yes, they do, but also I have a lot of union brothers and sisters who have children who are college age,
right,
and who benefit directly from Obamacare. But the first thing out of your mouth, they want to strike down Obamacare.
Right. Denise, thank you very much. You know, when she lays it on Romney and all the money in the world couldn't paint a pretty face on Romney.
Right.
There must be something to that, because when you look at this in historical terms, I mentioned this at the very top of the show, for an incumbent president to win in the face of widespread dissatisfaction, high unemployment, a promise to raise taxes. Anybody remember 1984?
Right.
Walter Mondale?
Right.
Reagan will raise your taxes and so will I, but I'll tell you and he won't.
Right.
And he got demolished. And people say it was because of that, because a president can't run on the basis of raising taxes.
Right.
And a black man to boot.
Right, yeah.
And got reelected. Romney really must have been, pretty unattractive.
He's not a great candidate. He really wasn't a great candidate, and I've argued for a long time he was quite possibly the worst Republican. He's the worst possible Republican candidate for the climate, because you know the way Obama won Ohio, and you know the way he won Ohio is he was able to talk about Mitt Romney, that rich guy from Bain Capital who comes and takes your jobs. And that resonates with people in those places. He was a bad candidate for that reason. It was a problem. Now Romney let himself be characterized that way. There's no question about it. But the story, the narrative was there to be picked up upon if somebody wanted to.
We're going to leave it there. Always good to have Dante Chinney from Patchwork Nation on the show to look through his extremely incisive lens of the different kinds of counties in America by which he measures politics and also culture. And I know
Absolutely,
we've been having this coming culture war conversation for some time. And I think the last several years and the results of this election indicate that we're going to have it more, for better or worse.
Yep.
So you want to drive people to a website where they can see your map?
You can always go. Well, you guys have a great one on your site right now, but patchworknation.org. You can take a look at – we have a lot of data sets in there. You can go through the maps, take a look at them.
As well as your collaboration with us.
Absolutely.
At WNYC.org. Dante, thanks a lot. And coming up next, we're going to look at the many fascinating ballot questions from all over the country, including gay marriage winning for the first time affirmatively on the ballot box. Two states voted to legalize recreational marijuana. Are we going to see different kinds of pot next to the different kinds of scotch in the liquor store next month? So we'll talk about those and more coming up.